We have a west wind at 5 miles per hour, barometer at 29.87, no precipitation today, and with cloudy skies, it is 38.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where AP News at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement, and also sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're getting some new information on why U.S. forces didn't shoot down that enemy drone before it killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. The AP's Jennifer King.
The enemy craft flew in at a low altitude, U.S. officials tell the AP, and might have been mistaken for an American drone that was in the air at the same time. While the base in Jordan near the Syrian border does have counter-drone systems, there is no effort to shoot it down. A trailer where troops sleep was struck and surrounding trailers were damaged by the blast. More than 40 soldiers were wounded and three U.S. Army Reserve soldiers from Georgia were killed.
Sergeant William Rivers, Specialist Kennedy Sanders, and Specialist Breonna Moffitt.
Pentagon Deputy Spokeswoman Sabrina Singh.
This is an IRGC-backed militia. It has the footprints of Kitab Hezbollah.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says President Biden met with national security advisors and is weighing options.
These groups, backed by Tehran, have just taken the lives of American troops.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Israeli forces dressed as women and medical workers rushed into a hospital in the West Bank this morning and killed three Palestinian militants.
The Palestinian Health Ministry condemned Tuesday's incursion on the hospital in Jenin. The Israeli military says the militants were using the hospital as a hideout and that one was planning an attack. Meanwhile, Qatar, Egypt, and the U.S. are working to strike a deal between Israel and Hamas that might lead to a pause in fighting and the release of hostages held in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Republicans say Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is not enforcing immigration laws. The House Homeland Security Committee votes today on two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. Five men under arrest after six bodies were found in California's Mojave Desert last week. Police say it appears to be a dispute over marijuana. This is AP News. Attorney General Merrick Garland will have surgery this weekend.
The Attorney General will undergo back surgery this weekend and delegate his duties to the Deputy Attorney General during the procedure. The advisory comes as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin returns to work at the Pentagon following a hospitalization related to prostate cancer that was criticized for being kept secret for days. Garland, who is 71, will be under general anesthesia during the back procedure on Saturday. It's expected to last about 90 minutes and is being called minimally invasive. Garland is expected to return home the same day. Norman Hall, Washington.
A former contractor for the IRS who pleaded guilty to leaking tax information about former President Trump and thousands of the country's wealthiest people has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Charles Littlejohn of Washington, D.C. He gave the information to two news outlets between 2018 and 2020. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488. In sports, last night in boys basketball, it was a win for the Lodi Blue Devils over Richland Center, 82-38. Cashton topped New Lisbon, 80-23, and Royal over Ithaca, 58-51. Belmont beat Waseca Steuben in girls basketball 48-40. Cuba City was a winner over Mineral Point in overtime in girls 69-61. Fenimore 56, Benton 31. Key Iowa over North Crawford 56-32. Platteville 74, Potosi 44, and Lancaster 56-23 over Southwestern. Nikola Jokic spoiled Doc Rivers' debut as Milwaukee coach by recording his 14th triple-double of the season in the Denver Nuggets' 113-107 victory over the Bucks. Jokic actually finished with 25 points, 16 rebounds, and 12 assists. Giannis had 29 and 12 rebounds as the Bucks began a really tough five-game road trip. Elsewhere in the NBA, New York 113, Charlotte 92, Cleveland 118, the Clippers 108, Boston 118, New Orleans 112, Brooklyn 147, Utah 114, Phoenix 118, Miami 105, Sacramento 103, Memphis 94, Minnesota 107, Oklahoma City 101, Washington beat San Antonio 118-113, Houston 135, the Lakers 119, Dallas 131, Orlando 129, Portland 130, and Philadelphia 104. From the NHL, Ottawa was a winner against Nashville 4-3 last night. Marquette men's basketball returns to action tonight. They'll be at Villanova. Marquette is ninth rated in the nation, and Illinois will play at Ohio State this evening.
For many aging adults, changes in health and lifestyle can lead to depression or anxiety. The loss of loved ones or our normal routines can leave a person feeling lonely and isolated. Senior Life Solutions, a department of the Richland Hospital and Clinics, is an intensive outpatient program designed to address the unique mental health needs of older adults. If someone you care about might benefit from a community of support, please reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to learn more.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson at 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
Today, a high of 40 with lots of clouds. Patchy drizzle possible this morning. Northwest winds around 10. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty, a low of 27. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 47. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and a low of 30. Thursday, 45 and partly cloudy, still mild. Partly to mostly cloudy Friday and Saturday, 42 Friday, 43 Saturday, and 44 Sunday. In Richland Center, our daytime high yesterday was 41. We were at 35 around midnight, warmed to 40. Now we've fallen a couple. We're back down to 38 degrees. Today is Tuesday, January 30th.
He was begging by the mini mart. Who'd have guessed he had a purple heart? Scars underneath his bearded chin. I bet you don't remember him. 'Cause you were running 20 minutes late, and he was only getting in your way. But when you brushed by that wounded soul last Thursday afternoon, you met somebody who would die for you. Phone rang at 8 last night. Who'd call it such a crazy time? Getting kids into bath and bed. Can't talk about all he said. Well, all he wanted was a Saturday morning conversation down at Baker's Cafe. You weren't thinking when you told your dad, try back in a week or two. But you heard somebody who would die for you. Somebody who cares so much, they'd gladly give it all up if that's what they had to do. flesh and blood. Heaven knows no greater love than the sacrifice they made to see you through. Somebody who would die for you. Just another Colorado day. Morning practice for high school play. Out of nowhere the bullets came fast, shattered more than the library glass. They asked her if she believed in your name, and she didn't even hesitate. God, I can't help but wondering if I'd been in her shoes, would I be somebody who would die? Somebody who cares so much, they'd gladly give it all up if that's what they had to do. It runs deeper than flesh and blood. Heaven knows no greater love than the sacrifice you made to see us through. Your son died for me. Would I be somebody who would die for you?
Tyler Dean on WRCO. Good morning. 12 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. We hope you're feeling squirrely today. Phil Nee with you. Not too bad. I mentioned last hour, there are some green spots in the lawn in Sextonville there. I could get out the mower and mow in a few patches, but I don't think I will. But that'd be a first for me, mowing in January. Now, whether the mower would start, I don't know. Might have to call our old buddy Tom Mueller over there at Mueller Implement, but we're good to go here for today for the things that are going on. Lots of things to tell you about, news, weather, and sports-wise in a few minutes. And music right now from Roseanne Cash.
Thank you. to heal up a heartache, but I'd go into debt. Maybe the whiskey can wipe out a memory, but it only hurts my head. Maybe some dancing will pick me up, but the best song always ends. Now I'm down to telling myself time is a fool's best friend. Doctor, time, have mercy on me. Don't wait too long, set me free. Doctor, time, I'm counting on you. You're the only one who can pull me through. Me hard work can fill up the hours, it don't feel this big. Court says a phone call can bring forgiveness, she'd hang up again. Gotta give me something to forget her every time I lay down. There ain't a night goes by I don't wish I'd wake up a year from now. Doctor, time, mercy on me. Don't wait too long to set me free. Doctor, time, I'm counting on you. But you're the only one who can pull me through. Time, tell the truth. You're the only one I trust. How many weeks until I leave this heartache in the dust? Doctor, time, have mercy on me. Don't wait too long, set me free. Doctor, time, I'm counting on you. You're the only one who can pull me through.
Rick Trevino on WRCO. I thought the sunshine was really nice yesterday afternoon, because we're not used to that. I mean, it hadn't been very, very sunny. I wonder how many days we've actually had the sun in 2024. Not many. So yesterday, it just felt warmer, and honestly, it felt a little bit like spring, but I know that's wishful thinking. Right now, we're at 38 degrees at 19 after 6.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes a small milking herd dispersal featuring 22 head of Holstein cows, mostly first and second lactation, milked in a stall barn and let out daily with the bull. Plus, their weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese Family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
Hello there. We are students at St. Mary's School, and we would like to tell you how we celebrate Catholic Schools Week at our school during this special time. One way we celebrate this week is by celebrating our faith and being grateful to our parish, who always supports us all year long in many different ways. We also celebrate service to the community by taking part in various things throughout the school year, so we can appreciate how important service to others is as we grow up. Another way we celebrate is by thanking our teachers, parents, and volunteers for always making sure we are learning all of our academics, but also instilling the virtues and values that we make us valuable adults. But we can't forget to also celebrate as students for all the hard work throughout the year by doing our best in all the things we are asked to do when we are here. So if you get a chance, ask us about how much we love our school and love celebrating all the wonderful, amazing things that happen here at St. Mary's School.
Meister Log & Lumber would like to remind all landowners with timber property that trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage your property timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
22 minutes after 6 o'clock, we're at 38 in Richland Center, up 3 from the overnight low temperature. Tuesday morning music with Cody Johnson. This is called The Painter.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. Reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I ain't never seen.
The trouble with girls is they're a mystery. Something about them puzzles me. Spent my whole life trying to figure out just what them girls are all about. The trouble with girls is they're so dang pretty. Everything about them does something to me. But I guess that's the way it's supposed to be. They smile that smile, and they bat those eyes. They steal you with hello, they kill you with goodbye. They hook you with one touch, and you can't break free. Yeah, the trouble with girls is nobody loves trouble as much as me. There's sugar and spice and angel wings, a hill on wheels and tight blue jeans, a summer night down by the lake, an old memory that you can't shake. They're hard to find, yet there's so many of them, a way that you hate that you already love them. But I guess that's the way it's supposed to be. They smile that smile, and they bat those eyes. They steal you with hello, they kill you with goodbye. They hook you with one touch, and you can't break free. Yeah, the trouble with girls is nobody loves trouble as much as me. Dance floor, the way they ride in the middle of your truck, the way they give you a kiss at the front door, leave you wishing you could have gone up. And just as you walk away, you hear that sweet voice say,
Scotty McCreary on WRCO Radio. Good morning. Our news, weather, and sports update is coming up next.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News, sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Lots of clouds this morning. Patchy drizzle possible early on and a high of 40. Tonight, frosty and 27. And then 47 predicted for Wednesday. In Richland Center, southwest winds are at 3. It's 38 degrees.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man large-scale recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order creating a task force to address challenges in the healthcare workforce. Evers says there are concerning projections when it comes to healthcare positions in the state.
According to the Department of Workforce Development, Wisconsin faces a potential deficit of 20,000 nurses. 20,000 nurses by 2040. Between 2020 and 2030, Wisconsin's healthcare industry has seen nearly 32,000 annual openings across occupations.
According to Evers' office, the task force will investigate recruitment and retention, identify ways to improve patient care, explore ways to grow the healthcare workforce, and create a plan with solutions related to workforce development. Leading it will be the job of Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez.
As the leader of this new workforce, we will focus on ways that we can not only bring more talented workers to our state, but keep them here, too. And building on the momentum that we've already started, we will seek out new and innovative pathways to get more people started in a successful healthcare career.
According to the Department of Workforce Development, Wisconsin faces a potential deficit of 20,000 nurses by 2040. Richland County property owners are being reminded that Wednesday is the final date to pay your 2023 real estate and personal property taxes to your township, village, or city treasurer. Envelopes postmarked by January 31st will be honored as paid on time. Payments may be mailed to your local treasurer at the address shown on the lower left portion of your tax bill. Do not send payments to the county. The Richland County Treasurer's Office cannot collect current 2023 tax payments until after the January 31st deadline. Those making payments on delinquent taxes should continue to pay the county directly. If you have questions, call the Richland County Treasurer's Office at 608-647-3658. Four people were under arrest after a high-speed chase through Dane County. Dane County deputies say that chase started just before noon on Sunday when a stolen vehicle connected to other incidents was spotted in Edgerton. Police caught up with the vehicle near Madison, where it was traveling over 90 miles per hour. It then crashed in a clinic parking lot, and four people fled from the car. Deputies were able to use drones to track and spot the suspects, who are all facing various charges. The suspects were not officially identified. Also coming up, there is a person who would like to be on the Wisconsin ballot for president. Bob Haig has more.
Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips has filed a petition with the state Supreme Court. The Democrat wants to be included on the April 2nd presidential primary ballot. The court has directed the State Elections Commission and the Wisconsin Presidential Preference Selection Committee to respond by 4 o'clock Wednesday. The Elections Commission has no role in placing candidates on the ballot here. That's done by the Bipartisan Selection Committee, which met in the state capitol earlier this month and selected Biden as the sole Democrat on the ballot. In a statement, Phillips said that should be up to voters. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Vaping in Wisconsin is among the lowest in the United States, according to a new study. Research from Forbes Advisory ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation for e-cigarette use. Only 3.3% of Wisconsin adults tell the study they vape every day. The national average is 3.8%. Weigh in on the state's new highway map. The next edition of the official Wisconsin highway map will be published next year, and the State Department of Transportation wants to hear from you. A survey is available on the department's website, and public comment is open through February 29th. The use of geographic information system data will enable the new map to show current infrastructure and help travelers navigate roads throughout the state. Free printed copies of the map are available at locations including rest areas, welcome centers, and travel information centers. Prosecutors have charged an 18-year-old Wisconsin woman with killing a family's chihuahua while she was babysitting. The report states that the woman was charged Monday in Waukesha County with a felony count of animal mistreatment using a dangerous weapon. Authorities said they received a call from the Sussex family on Friday evening that they had found their chihuahua named Batman dead. Batman had suffered a possible stab wound and had a plastic bag on his head. The woman was babysitting the family's 4-year-old daughter at the time. She said she shooed the dog away, but she says she didn't kill it. Also, the World War II era hand grenade was discovered in the donated items at the Ashland Goodwill over the weekend. According to True North Goodwill officials, an employee found the grenade in the donations bin, called 911, and also evacuated the store. The Ashland Police Department, Marathon County Sheriff's Department, and Bomb Squad detonated and destroyed the grenade in a safe location, and the store was able to reopen. No other weapons were found in the donation bin, and the incident remains under investigation.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Today's forecast features lots of clouds in it. Patchy drizzle possible this morning, a high of 40. Northwest winds around 10. Partly cloudy and frosty tonight when lows dip to 27. Warmer tomorrow, upper 40s for a high. For Wednesday night, 30. 45 Thursday, it looks like Friday, 42. And for the weekend, lower to middle 40s. As the mild weather continues and we close out January in the next couple of days, yesterday's high was 41 here at the studios. We were at 40 right around the early morning hours, 35 at midnight, so the temperature has kind of varied. We're back down after that 40-degree reading to the current mark of 38 degrees.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi, Mom. Do you know what this week is?
I think I do. Dwayne and Randy have been patiently waiting for those floors at the new Chet's building to be finished.
Spot on. Chet's will open at the original location this week, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and then we will be closed Friday and Saturday to move across the road to 880 North Orange Street, the former Schneider Plumbing and Heating building.
So does that mean the new store will open Monday, February 5th at 8 a.m.?
Sure will. Same hours, same prices, same great service. Just a new space to serve our friends better. And as always, we appreciate all of our loyal customers because without you, there wouldn't be us. See you Monday.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's Tractor Experts. Some good games last night in the area. Details on this evening's schedule. And the Bucks began a very difficult West Coast road swing with a loss the first night that Coach Doc Rivers was leading. We'll have more details coming up.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima Zero Turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Royal edged Ithaca 58-51 in boys basketball in a great non-conference game last night between top-rated teams. The Panthers came back from a first-half 15-point deficit and trailed 32-24 at halftime. The Bulldogs kept the taller Panther team off the boards well for about three-fourths of the game. Royal's first lead came with 3:21 to play when they went ahead 50-48. Ithaca tied the game at 50 before the Panthers finished outscoring the Bulldogs by a score of 8-1 down the stretch in the closing 2 minutes. Ben Cernicki led Royal with 17. Tucker Wilds added 11 as the Panthers improved to 14-2. Ithaca junior Channing Brown needed 14 to reach 1,000 points in his high school career. He made the plateau with a second-half contested mid-range jumper.
Salisbury just around the left side, drives lane, throws to the corner, Brown, ball fake, shot on the way, it is good, and he hits a thousand. Time out by the Bulldogs, Channing Brown with a long two, and the Ithaca fans are on their feet. 1,000 points.
I mean, it's a fun accomplishment to get all the hours in the gym and all the hard work and all the times that my teammates have passed me the ball and gave me the ball when I was open to shoot it and trusted me. This really felt good, but a little bummed that we didn't get to win tonight against a good team, but it's still a fun experience.
He finished with 17. Micah Salisbury had 14. Devin Iam, 9 for the Bulldogs, who fell on the season now to 13-2. That was the first of four games this week for Ithaca. They are set to host Nisida tonight following the 58-51 win. Royal will also play Nisida. That is coming up on Thursday evening. In other boys basketball, Dodgeville, a victor against Highland, 72-50. It was a win for Lodi over Richland Center, 82-38. Cashton, 80. New Lisbon, 23. Girls basketball, Belmont over Waseca Steuben, 48-40. Cuba City beat Mineral Point, 69-61 in overtime. Fenimore, 56. Benton, 31. Key, Iowa, 56-32 over North Crawford. It was La Crescent, Minnesota over Westby, 57-18. Lancaster, 56. Southwestern, 23. Platteville, 74-44 over Potosi. Wisconsin Dells beat Poinette, 50-49, and Wisconsin Heights over Partyville, 46-37. Tonight, girls basketball, River Valley at Riverdale. That's our next featured area broadcast. Also, Richland Center plays at La Crosse Central. Ithaca is at Boscobel in girls hoops. North Crawford at Cooley Christian Providence. Hillsborough at Bangor. Royal at Nisida. Cashton at Brookwood. And New Lisbon at Waniwak Center. All in girls basketball. Viroqua is at Westby. Boys basketball, Nisida at Ithaca. Cooley Christian at Kickapoo. Southwestern at Lancaster. Cashton at DeSoto. Lafarge is home against Hillsboro, Lodi at Sauk Prairie, New Lisbon at North Crawford, Benton at Highland, Mineral Point at Belleville, Mount Horeb at Platteville, and Reedsburg plays at River Valley. A 113-107 victory by the Denver Nuggets spoiled Doc Rivers' debut as the new head coach of the Bucks. Nikola Jokic contributing his 14th triple-double of the season with 25 points, 16 rebounds, and a dozen assists. The Bucks let an early 13-point lead slip away in the first game of a five-game road trip. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 29 points and 12 rebounds. Center Brook Lopez connected on 5 3-pointers and scored 19. Damian Lillard returns to Portland Wednesday, where he played for 11 seasons. Doc Rivers talked about the game.
I told our guys, anyone who told you you couldn't play defense, lie. You proved that tonight. You competed tonight, and you know, they got 15 points off of our turnovers. If you take that away, our half-court defense was excellent, and we fought tonight.
The Marquette Golden Eagles continue their road trip at Villanova tonight. Coach Shaka Smart's squad is looking for its fifth straight win and seventh Big East Conference victory in 10 outings. The game will be broadcast nationally. The Wisconsin Badgers and Marquette Golden Eagles are both rated in the top 10 of this week's Associated Press College Basketball poll, with several ranked falling in upsets. Wisconsin jumped up 7 spots to number 10. Marquette is riding a 4-game winning streak, and it has pushed its way back into the 10th position. The Eagles play at Villanova coming up tonight, as mentioned, while the next action for the Badgers will be on the road Thursday at Nebraska. With an update on sports today, I'm Phil Nee.
Why should you join us at Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about our modern equipment or our great exercise classes or even our comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. Hi, this is Tracy, and if you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex are just for young people, it's time to rethink that old notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle reserve and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also benefit your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety, as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8522, or visit us at simonsrec.com to see how we can help you retain your quality of life.
100.9 WRCO.
Get off of work and we meet down at our spot.
second life. It was 2 for 1 and 4 for 2, and Christmas lights in the middle of June all hung up like I was on you. I say, hey, hey, baby, do you wanna come over? You say no way, then you're moving closer. Next thing I know, you were in my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, oh, so high, still got it up in my head. You were moving around in the TV light. I ain't ever seen anything like your dress, my floor, the way you wore my t-shirt. Up the stairs with the neighbors saying keep it down. But it's hard to unlock the door when you're making out. You know what I'm saying? You'd be saying that we gotta quit doing this. So why are you leaning in for one more kiss? And pretty soon you're sliding off. What you got on is slipping into my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, oh, so high, still got it up in my head. You were moving around in the TV light. I ain't ever seen anything like your dress, my floor, the way you wore my t-shirt. T-shirt. You see, you're spinning around in my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, oh, so hot. My t-shirt, right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, oh, so hot. Still got it up in my head. You were moving around in the TV light. I ain't ever seen anything like my floor, the way you wore my t-shirt.
Johnny Tucker and friends, and tell me about it. Well, these Super Bowl tickets are going up. Wow. Whew, my goodness. How much would you pay for Super Bowl tickets? I don't even know if I would. Even if the Packers were in it. I don't know. I guess the older I get, the crowds don't really interest me. And boy, you can see it a lot better on TV. But anyway, we'll talk about some of those prices in a moment.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from January the 29th. We had 340 head today, 20 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 148 to 158. Choice Holstein steers, 137 to 147. Select unfinished steers and heifers, 136 and down. 106 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 95 to $1.10. The middle 60, 68 to 94. And the bottom 20%, 67 and down. Five bulls day. Most bulls, $1.05 to $1.10. 207 head of calves day. The top 80% of bull calves bring 320 to 460. Quality Holstein heifer calves, 390 and down. Quality beef calves, 230 to 740. And the light boar quality calves, $90 and down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale in 2 weeks. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. A special day which benefits the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. There will be a food stand open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Vitesnik Power Sports, the A.J. McGuire family, George and Diane Nautical, and the Avoca and Rural Fire Department. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th at the annual fishery in Avoca.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great deals this month include buy three Ace brand furnace filters and get the fourth one free. Also, Ace duct tape 10-yard roll, regular $2.99, now $1.99. And don't forget the birds. We have many deals on suet cakes and certain types of bird seed. So stop in Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these sales and many others. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Tickets on at least one secondary market site are the most expensive in Super Bowl history. The prices underscore the anticipation of the game's Las Vegas debut, as well as Taylor Swift being on hand. You know, whether you like her or you don't, boy, the NFL needs to pay her just because it seems like that really sparks even more interest in the game. The average purchase price on TickPick was $9,815 on Monday morning, nearly double the final average of $5,795 for last year's game between the Chiefs and the Eagles in Glendale, Arizona. Current prices could decline before the game. Would you pay $9,815 for a seat? Nah, I wouldn't, but I'd have to sell the Vibe, sell the Alice, sell the Farm Mall, boy, sell some records, and I'd still be about $5,000 short. So, oh well, what do you do? But that's incredible that people would pay that. And these secondary market tickets, not just for the Super Bowl, but other things, that drives me crazy too. For concerts and things like that. It ain't like it used to be. You could walk right up to the Dane County Coliseum ticket office and say, I'd like a ticket, and pay your $10 and get a ticket, you know, but that ain't the way it is anymore. That's for sure. Things keep going up. For concerts, lots of times, if you go in like the day of and you're like, oh my goodness, I got to get my tickets. They're $300 a piece. Well, sometimes as the concert draws near and if they don't sell out, they go way down. But I guess that is the chance that you have to take. News is next. This is Cal Smith with a WRCO memory.
He said, hi, I'm Ted Lomas, and I'm running for Congress, and I sure would appreciate your vote. I got a small farm just out of Whitfield, a few cows and a big mortgage note. He was a charmer to the poor man and the farmer, and all of us naturally knew. We'd finally found us a Ford Hunter singing, I'm just a farmer like you. From the beginning, it was a horse race, nip and tuck to the end. When the last vote was counted, old Teddy had just made it. They called it a great people's win. And he moved to D.C. where he found it easy, wrecking the lobbyist booze. As his wealth kept growing, he held to the slogan, saying, I'm just a farmer like you. I'm just a farmer like you. I wear the same rogue as you. Sing the parody blues, singing I'm just a farmer like you. He kept his farm down in Menlo County, where each year he'd have a big sale. And the oil men and the bankers and the big road contractors would be there come rain or come hail. And everyone knew that they paid more money counting the meat packers do. When it was the right time, he'd make saying, I'm just a farmer like you. It's been a long time since Ted got elected. The farmers have had a long wait. Me, I'm still mortgaged up to my neck, and old Teddy owns half of the state. They say he's retiring, some new guy's aspiring. He's just an old